This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll talk about reclassifying cannabis. Is that coming from the highest elements of our federal government currently? We'll see. We'll see how high that goes. No pun intended. Of course, they're always going to make high jokes with these cannabis stories. We had a question of the day about an eye infection. We got an update on a cancer doctor that was forced out over his lack of, let's say, transparency in regarding his peer-reviewed publications, things that he published. And did he have any conflicts of interest? Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. And finally, another over-the-counter drug resulting in great harm to people who think, oh, it's just an over-the-counter drug. Yay, don't let it fool you. Anything approved by the Fear and Death Administration can kill you. And that is not a badge of honor, unlike our skeptic friends out there who say, well, that proves it's real medicine, right? You could drink a whole bottle of homeopathic remedy and it won't kill you. Hey, I could drink a whole bottle of that Sovereign Silver. I just finished the bottle. And I've done an 8-ounce bottle in a day before. I have. Many years ago. I don't remember what it was for. But it's not going to kill you. That's the thing about this stuff. You could drown in the water. But, you know, just because it can't kill you doesn't mean it's not real. That's the irony of it all. In fact, we'll talk about that. Now, last hour we talked with Dr. David Jockers about the fasting summit that's coming up. Very exciting. And we didn't cover a story with him, which I think I could throw in the mix here because we're talking a bit about diet and things. The intermittent fasting, it could improve obese women's health. Obese women. Now, I don't know if they're saying that it won't impact obese men's health. If so, that's a little sexist down under because this is an Australia story, Adelaide. But I'll hazard a guess that it's probably going to be good for an obese man too. But they carried this out.
Good for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carried out at the University of Adelaide, and it showed that obese women lost more weight and improved their health by fasting intermittently while following a strictly controlled diet. And, you know, this goes back to the controversy of how years and years ago in the natural world, it was common knowledge that you really had to eat a little bit all the time throughout the day, right? And of course it was wrong, but the reason it was promoted was because there was so much hypoglycemia. And if you put people on a little bit of food all of the time, they're going to be kind of satiated. They're going to go, oh, I can snack all the time. And, of course, that's not going to help them to develop the ability to metabolize things efficiently. Stored energy is not going to be relinquished because you don't need to relinquish it. It's everything's coming in at every minute of the day. And you look at animals in the wild. I mean, we got cats. They don't eat all that frequently. I know sometimes people will just, oh, put out food all the time. No, that's not really good. They go and hunt. They eat. And then they don't eat for a while. And they're pretty much fasting until they can find their next meal, and it could be a day or two. Who knows? And so in the real world, we are meant to be able to eat and then not eat. Yet, and in just a sneak preview, y'all that are longtime listeners will know a lot of the minerals I'll talk about, but key among them is the chromium. So that if you have somebody obese that can't stand going an hour, 20 minutes, without eating, it is due to the lack of available chromium in their diet.
And I agree that if you fast, you could probably relinquish some stored chromium somewhere from the body. But with a hardcore fast and not support, for instance, of the liver with the minerals necessary, like selenium and chromium, you could stir up the pot, so to speak, a very toxic pot that had been holding not only energy, fat, stored energy, but stored toxins. And although that's a good side benefit of fasting is that you can relinquish the bio or the accumulated toxins, you really got to be careful with the elimination system of the body of someone who's obese. It hasn't been working well for a long time. That's why they became obese. They couldn't throw it out appropriately, so the body began to store it. So it's kind of the untold story of fasting is that in some cases, you do want to consult with somebody holistically inclined, of course, whether they're medical or not, I don't care, but just find somebody that can help you to support the elimination pathways of the body, because it will stimulate them into action. There's no question about that. You will detoxify on a fast. A 24-hour fast, yeah, a little, but I mean, if you go longer, you will become purified. Let's just say it that way. How you want to get there, how fast you want to go. Super Don, what's the longest fast you have ever done? I always throw these things. I don't tell him I'm going to ask him that, so he's got to go. Right?
Maybe like 3 days.
Was it due to illness, or did you go, I don't want to eat for 3 days. I need to
It was,
my body.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm not judging when you say that. I'm really sincerely asking. Right? I was so
sort
sick
of
I couldn't eat.
Intentional?
Yes.
I mean, like an intentional fast?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, fasting actually used to be something that I did for religious reasons when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, usually it was like a day.
Yeah.
But I really like food, so yeah. I, you know, when people try and convince me, I'm just kind of like,
right. Right.
Yeah. Well, I have known people. I'll tell you what. Do you remember that I just had this weird flashback? Back in our TRN days,
yeah,
we had a call screener, and I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah.
But he went on like some crazy, like month-long fast. You remember that? Yeah, I think I don't know if you remember
vague
this.
Vague memory. I know that a lot of people there would ask me questions about things all those years ago.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm like on day 22, and I'm like, wow. What are you talking about? How could you be on day 22?
Yeah.
How is that even possible? I just blows my mind.
Now, where you were there, did he carry enough weight to pull that off?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a small guy.
Okay. But that's the thing about Ed Group that's fascinating to me, that he could fast, because he's not an overweight guy, right? And he's really into it. Now, I have to say, look, your life is your...
I can't imagine. I could see, like, you know, a few days maybe, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, there are some people that really take it to an extreme.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go into, you know, one of the most delicious parts of when you learn that you can eat well, you can eat fat, right? We don't have to fear the fat. Let them eat more fat is the headline at Medical Express. Researcher argues that a balance of types of fat is the key. So there's dietary guidelines for Americans. These are public health guidelines. Of course, they mostly all go reduce your fat and eat a lot of carbs, basically, to replace them. Hopefully they say complex, not refined. But then again, what do you want from government? Who buys the influence? And they publish based on that. And they're admitting now that nutritionists, other health scientists, there's evidence that not all fats are bad. Well, duh. I mean, I think that should have been a moment of duh, but for a long time it wasn't. We were afraid of real fat, and then we transitioned to motor oil in the 20th century. Margarine. It's basically motor oil. So the advent of chronic diseases that never before occurred were part of the adoption of a fat-phobic society. So they're talking about that fats are actually protective and can reduce cardiovascular disease. Isn't that interesting? Because we talked about cholesterol when we opened the show today, Super Don. You know, a cardiologist going, hey, the fat, the cholesterol, it's really not the issue so much. So they're talking about in this article how certain dietary fats can lower triglycerides, right? Can increase HDL. What's they say? Good cholesterol. I don't get into the good, bad, but I get that's how people communicate. So this is an acknowledgement that, guess what? Robert has been right for a long time. And this is not my ego going, oh, praise Robert. Now, I just like to be silly about this stuff. Anybody could have been reading this, and many of you have and had. and came to those conclusions even before you discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if we were the ones to help you discover it, I'm just grateful that you're here so that you can begin to embrace that fat is a critical part of your daily diet. You've got to find out the right amount that goes well for you, your body type, your, you know, whether you are tending to become overweight and obese easily. You've got to modify how much of what goes in you. But I'm telling you that when you get the right fat for your body, your metabolism will increase and you will actually reduce the fat content in your body by eating more fat. Super Don, am I making anything sound a little bit clear here?
Yeah,
people are freaking
out about? this is more confirmation, mm-hmm. you know, about what it is that you've been saying for a long time. The thing that kind of stuck with me on this was that it was the first time I remember it being explained in this way, that it's a balance of the many different kinds of fats.
Mm-hmm.
One-third from monounsaturated, one-third from polyunsaturated, saturated, and one-third from saturated. So this person that's writing this here is basically talking about a proportionally balanced fat group in your diet that ultimately is going to lead to better health, weight loss, if that's what you're going for, lower blood pressure, less inflammation.
But suffice it to say, when I said eat more fat, I think most people would benefit by eating more fat than they grew up on. And, which leads me to the next thing related to fat intake and a disease known as Alzheimer's.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
You just had to get the I told you so.
Can you believe this? Researchers are now showing that a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet with coconut oil, the deadly coconut oil, can prevent or cure Alzheimer's disease. That's right. University of Canterbury's researchers review saying, my gosh, coconut oil is amazing. And you know what? They still have reports in Time magazine, coconut oil, the great deception, it's deadly, it's dangerous, it's saturated, it's like...
pure poison, remember that? They were calling it pure poison.
Y'all are crazy if you think coconut oil is pure poison, man. You've seen me eat it by the spoonful here. I'm not saying everybody needs to eat it like I eat it, but find out what's right for you and stop fearing saturated fat, because it could be the key to preventing Alzheimer's and MS and all the neurological degradation diseases that have become all too common in a fat-phobic culture. And y'all thinking about the monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, be careful about the quality of the fat you choose still. If it's a vegetable oil, make sure it's raw, not canola oil, not genetically engineered. Those kinds of things are going to be disastrous for your health. But you don't want to cook those oils either. Those vegetable oils will go bad fast when you heat them. Eat them raw if you're going to eat them. I like olive oil. I eat olive oil more raw. Cook with the saturated fats if you cook at all. I mean, if the raw food is out there, you don't need to cook.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here's another pop quiz. It's not a pop quiz. It's just a question for Super Don. I love throwing questions at him. He doesn't expect. Not sometimes just to embarrass him. No, I never try to embarrass him. That's not true. That's not true at all.
Give it your best shot.
No, it's a question about the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You know, I've been very forward and upfront about my whole history of taking aspirins. You know, from baby aspirins to adult aspirins in my life because I had a lot of headaches. I don't know that, you know, I transitioned a lot to the ibuprofens that came on later and things like that. Now they got naproxen and stuff, but, you know, aspirin was a big deal. It was like, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, but they've added a lot to them. Now, we know of the damage to the gut, the liver, the stomach, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. What is your history with NSAIDs growing up? Because you've had a history of migraines.
Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah, I was an ibuprofen. Aspirin never did anything for me. So I'm mostly an ibuprofen guy, unless it was something really extreme. There was Excedrin migraine I tried.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, lately, you know, because I've had some, you know, different things going on here and there, stuff like that. I've been hammering away with the CBD.
Yeah.
And it definitely does make a huge difference. I mean, it's like a daily thing for me with the gold.
Yeah, beautiful.
But yeah, ibuprofen was pretty much my go-to for a very long time.
And of course, we know the damage to the kidneys that a lot of people innocently go, well, it's an over-the-counter. How could it be her? And they are on this for years, and they wonder what the heck's going on with, you know, and they get diagnosed with renal issues, serious renal issues. So, you know, the good thing about CBD, among many things, it's not going to do what these NSAIDs do. And what we're finding out, and this is a new study, Clostridium difficile infection.
C. diff, something I'd never seen, heard much of in the 90s when I was seeing folks as a homeopath. Now in the era of let's stop all stomach acid production, let's alter pH everywhere in the GI tract, it's a mess. But they're saying now that the NSAIDs are exacerbating, that's a big word for those of you in Washington, D.C., I know, the C. diff infections. Yeah, you take these NSAIDs, they increase the severity of the C. diff infections. So the results of the study are pointing to some of the molecular mechanisms that underpin the link. Let me read the quote here. It says, these findings support epidemiological data linking NSAID use and C. diff infection and caution against the overuse of NSAIDs in patients with a high risk for C. diff, such as older adults. Well, I will add, it's not older adults. It's anybody taking a proton pump inhibiting drug, PPI drugs. Devastate your stomach acid production and then alter the pH, not only in the stomach, but everything that follows from there, the GI system, which then alters the pH, which then alters what grows there. And C. diff suddenly is now in the small intestine. They call the C. diff a spore-forming anaerobic bacterium and a principal cause of antibiotic-associated colitis. So it exacerbates even antibiotic use. Serious stuff. And you think, well, it's just an NSAID. 98 million prescriptions filled with, because it's not only over-the-counter, it's true, there are prescription NSAIDs as well. But the drugs sometimes act by inhibiting, they call them COX-2 inhibiting enzyme activity. And they block the production of prostaglandins known to support GI homeostasis and the health of the epithelial cells. Well, the damage done by NSAIDs can be countered by the use of CBD, Superdon, and that's why you're on, my friend. You're doing the right thing. And is it helping to prevent or reverse or reduce the severity of some of those occasional headache migraines for you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it still happens sometimes, but the severity is like not even close to what it used to be.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever had a migraine or anybody who has had migraines, those things are just absolutely debilitating sometimes.
Yeah.
And they, you learn what it is that sets them off or triggers them. So you adjust things, you stay hydrated, and you try not to overdo the caffeine, make sure that you get enough sleep, and all those triggers. But even then, still, it can happen. And I just have not had one of those really horrible ones for a really long time, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, knock on your head, it'll hurt too much. So don't knock on wood, just take some CBD. By the way, hydrate appropriately. Remember, liver congestion is a primary cause of headaches and even migraines in many cases. And I know coffee enemas are not something in Super Don's repertoire, but he can drink some extra dandelion tea, take extra selenium, and stay hydrated to keep that liver detox going. But remember, these NSAIDs are, in fact, compromising the GI integrity to the point where the C. diff infections are much more common and much more severe in the presence of or absence of the use of proton pump inhibiting drugs, PPIs. Folks, you're going to learn about it here, but you can learn even more by going to the Robert Scott Bell Show website. It is robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes, including links to the upcoming Transformational Fasting Summit hosted by Dr. David Jockers, who you heard from last hour. If you missed it, you can replay it later on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and, of course, GCNLive.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security. William McGurn is the former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, and now with the Wall Street Journal, he has some advice for President Trump tonight.
I'm a less is more person.
Okay. Look,
the Ten Commandments were fit on two stone tablets. The Gettysburg Address was 271 words. I'm a less is more. I think that they could do it.
Accused Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz is in court today in one of many of his procedural hearings. The prosecution says this should be a very easy case to prosecute.
It's a fairly straightforward case that does not require years and years to prepare for.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Making some funny noises with my lips. I don't know why, just because I think they're salty. Everybody that was watching on YouTube, you get the bonus behind the scenes, I have to say. We're going to be improving that. I've still got to get an audio person to help me to get that. That's the last phase, but it's going to be awesome. But I just showed off some of the big chunks of salt that we got from the mines in Redmond, Utah. Just awesome. Just so impressive. And so many different mineral contents. They have some that they dig out that's more used for road salt, for instance, or industrial uses. And then there's some that's, you know, more white because they have to say, I think legally there's a definition of 97% NaCl to be called salt, which is kind of silly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with salt that has less sodium chloride content and more mineral content. In fact, that's really tasty. We tried some of that, but again, there you go. There's regulation, and then there's reality. Yeah, we need bigger government. By the way, heads up, because Thursday's edition of the High Wire with Del Bigtree Show, High Wire, Jeffrey Jackson connected me with Dell to do a specific topic, and we're talking about Real ID 2020, what it portends, based on what we covered a week or so ago in Argentina, the recognition that the globalists are going in and infiltrating, and that's a part of Big Pharma, and mandating vaccine compliance, and to make sure that it's you don't have an exception to the rule or an exemption, they're tying it to IDs, driver's licenses, and passports. And folks, don't kid yourself, it's coming to America if you allow Real ID to fully implement by 2020, if you don't push back. And the states are the place to do it because the feds are lost in space, man. They're lost in globalist space. Even though Trump's not a globalist, I don't know that he's focusing on this. I'll do my level best to reach up there and see if we can make a change on that front. But I don't count on the federal government ever doing the right thing. Bind them down with the change of the Constitution. That's the best you can do. And we've lost sight of that. So, Super Don, we got upcoming events. Are they updated in the show notes? Are they there for everybody? Are you working it right now?
And
it is...
By the power of the Internet.
Yes.
It's updating.
Yes.
Hold on.
Go ahead. You can do it.
Here we go.
Load it up.
Come on. Update. Man, come on. Wait. Okay. Yes.
Load it up, you hairy dog. All right. So I just refreshed the page for today's show notes. The title today, Reducing Statin Use, OTC Glaucoma, Dr. David Jockers, Fasting Transformation Summit, etc. And if you upload and you scroll down, you will see the Fasting Summit access point. And y'all, I love to eat food. I know y'all do too, but occasionally to fast, it's an okay thing. It's a good thing. So if you go down to more upcoming RSV events, there's this thing called Evo Love Holistic Health Expo. That's Dr. Marlene Siegel. She's putting that on and hosting it just north of Tampa in Lutz, L-U-T-Z, or it's Lutz. I don't know. Florida. I've been there. It's a great new center for healing. And it's a veterinary center, but it's open for everybody. We'll talk veterinary health. We'll talk human health. And I've been invited to speak on Saturday, the 25th and Sunday the 26th, or is it 26th and 27th? I'm not sure, Super Don. Maybe you can look at the calendar, because it's a two-day event. And I'm inviting all y'all to be there in the Tampa Bay area the last Saturday and Sunday, last weekend of January 2019. So now we have links to sign up. It's an intensive. There's going to be a lot of presentations and a lot of opportunities for interaction that don't usually happen. So it's going to be very valuable to do. We got the Total Health in Toronto coming up and Advanced Medicine Conference Memorial Day weekend in Los Angeles, Pasadena, California. Any other updates we need to let the folks know about?
I don't think so. I think that covers it. That covers it.
All right. Well, let's see if that leads to what I think is coming up. I think I know.
I think
Excuse
I do, too.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, the question of the day is there, and it's very direct. It's from somebody named Kat, K-A-T. I believe that's short for Kathy or Catherine. Super Don, will you confirm that with me? Or do we have to...
How do I confirm that? I could speculate.
Well, I mean, tell me another name that Kat, K-A-T, is short for, and then we've got to confirm.
K-A-T.
If you can't think of one, it doesn't exist. Catalina?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, that's still female.
Oh, I remember Katarina Witt. You remember Witt, right, from Germany?
I do.
Skater?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a crush.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes,
so
I believe you're right.
This cat asks, says, I have Pseudomonas infection in the upper left eyelid. What can I do to kill this infection, which I have had for about 3 years?
Damn.
Dude. Yeah, I know.
Three years?
3 years? Like... Where have you been in these last 3 years? Did you just now discover the Robert Scott Bell Show? You'd have knocked it out in a day. I am not exaggerating. Now, I will say this because, you know, personal experience. I'll take another dose of the salt. Oh, that's good. Personal experience. When my daughter was 7 months old, she had a pink eye. Some people call that a conjunctivitis. and we used the silver hydrosol. We dropped it and sprayed it in her eye. Now, I was reluctant to do it as often or frequently as I recommend today because it was newer to me. I was a little nervous about it, quite honestly, just like many of us when we encounter something new. So I tried it out. It took about 2.5 days to overcome her eye infection. Knowing what I know today of the safety of the bioactive silver hydrosol, I'd be dropping and spraying it in every few minutes, to every 10 minutes, to every 20, to every 30, to every hour, until we knock it out in 24 hours or less. I'm not kidding. Now, when you put the silver hydrosol, which is vastly majority ion, the silver ion, which is the active state of silver, don't let anybody lie to you or fool you because they don't know better. The ion is the only active state within a biological system of the silver. This ion will basically weaken the integrity of the membrane surrounding, in this case, the Pseudomonas bacteria, causing it to rupture. And it will dump potassium out of its contents, and that will cause a stinging sensation in your eye. I don't want you to panic, cat. It's not dangerous. You're not harming yourself. But while there's an active bacterial infection, you spray it or drop it, it'll sting. If you only have it in one eye, the other eye that's healthy, you can drop or spray it in, and you will not have a stinging sensation. It'll feel great. You'll be like, ah, that's wonderful. I love that. But in the eye with an infection, it'll sting. But each time you administer and readminister that dose, the stinging sensation will be greatly reduced, and it lasts a matter of seconds, and then it dissipates. And you continue, you can knock this out very, very quickly. All right, Kat, get back to me on how that goes once you do that. I'd like to hear back from you. But if it stings, again, don't freak out. That's just the ions rupturing the membrane surrounding the Pseudomonas bacteria. And that's true of any bacteria that it would encounter in the eye that would create a stinging sensation.
I'm curious because I had never heard of Pseudomonas before. And so, as usually happens when things come up on this show I've never heard before, I do some reading on them just so I can get an understanding of what it is that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And Pseudomonas, a Pseudomonas infection for 3 years,
yeah.
If that's been untreated, I mean, I can't even imagine what it
would. I'm guessing that she's been on repeated antibiotics. That's what I'm thinking.
That's something that I read when I was reading about it, is that some of these Pseudomonas infections can become somewhat severe because they become resistant to the antibiotics that they're, you know, that people get. But I would imagine that with the silver, if treated correctly, is not going to have that issue. So it should knock it out, right?
Yeah, there will not be any resistance that develops.
Right.
It will harm nothing but those bacterial cells that don't belong there. Once again, if you don't have a bacterial infection in your eye and you drop the silver ions in your eye, you will not have a stinging sensation. There's a great difference. Like if you have tired eyes, allergy eyes, it's not infected, you'll spray it and they'll go, oh, it's soothing, it's relieving, it's astringent, it cleanses. And so that's a different interaction. So when you get to that point where it doesn't hurt at all, you know you've made tremendous headway very quickly. Continue with it since you've had this for 3 years. And I would use that on a daily basis. You need to use it frequently, but I do it regularly. Anytime, like I have you've seen me do it on the air. If I have like irritated eyes, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Spray it right in, and I'm good to go. Golden. Silver. I'm golden with silver. So let's do an update on a story we covered. I don't know how long ago, Super Don, this story came out. Remember this top cancer doctor that got in trouble because he's well published in the peer-reviewed literature, but it turns out he wasn't forthright or forthcoming with his conflicts of interest. When they ask you, you've got to sign statements, do you have any conflicts of interest that we should know about so we can assess in looking at your article?
Yeah, this was a guy with the last name, and it stuck out, and I remembered it because his last name is Baselga.
Baselga. Dr. Jose Baselga.
Yes. And this was a cancer doctor. He was a top dude at Sloan Kettering. Mm-hmm. Had done a bunch of research, published articles, studies, et cetera, that. And the New York Times and ProPublica, which we love because they have
ProPublica, really, not so much the New York Times. Just want to be clear.
Shiny. Yeah. Anyway, they nailed this dude in exposing the fact that he'd had a bunch of relationships with pharmaceutical companies that he had not declared as conflicts of interest in all this research and stuff that he'd been doing. So he basically got forced out, and he lost his job, poor guy, at Sloan Kettering. Well, here we are a couple months later, and it just came out today on the New York Times. New York Times. New York Times.
Stop it.
Yes, he now has a new job, and I'm going to give you three guesses on what his new job is, and the first two don't count.
Yeah, let's see. He got hired by GlaxoSmithKline, maybe?
AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca.
He,
okay.
He's got a job with a big pharmaceutical company, which should not be shocking, considering the fact that he had been taking money from them and hiding this fact while he was...
Now he's
going to
head up the research.
He's the guy there. Who knows what his you know, his salary is going to be there? But I guess it just makes sense, right? You know, if you were a crook, you know, taking money from the pharmaceutical companies and then got fired when he got caught, logical move would be to work for the pharmaceutical companies, right?
So we find the revolving door is not just in government, right? If you work for the FDA, you end up at Big Pharma. You work for the CDC, you end up what? Like Julie Gerberding, heading Merck's vaccine division. If you have written peer-reviewed articles in support of certain drugs by certain drug companies, and they find you out, and now you're busted, and your name is mud, or a little bit muddy, they'll hire you because you helped them. They made millions, if not billions, off of your peer-reviewed articles where you failed to mention, oh, by the way, I took a grant from AstraZeneca. They sent me a lot of money, and, you know, you're supposed to know that. Now, that doesn't mean that the research that he published is wrong. We don't know for sure, but it calls into question, could there be some bias in there? And that's legitimate. That's why they have doctors, researchers, sign their conflict of interest to let us know so we can assess it with more open eyes, ears, and minds. Make our own decisions about the research. All right, folks, we've got one more segment to go. We're going to talk weed. Michael Bolton's favorite subject at the 10th Amendment Center. There's a good reason for that, too. Going up to the Surgeon General next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever find yourself agitated while listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know, it's not my intention to do that, but you've got plus CBD oil, so you'll be okay. You can take the raw, the gold, or the green, or the gold, depending on what your needs are. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Enter the code RSB15 when you check out. Get 15% off every day. Of course, we love for you to support your local health food retailers. And there are a lot of friends out there that do sell the Plus CBD oil as well. They have a topical, which is awesome. This is the gold topical I'm holding up here for y'all to see. Also, a shout out to Dr. Frank King and his Advanced Arnica. We use, obviously, a lot of that coming off the ski slopes, you know, dealing with the muscle soreness. I feel, super not honestly, I feel ripped. I'm like, ugh, right? My body immediately remembered all the workouts. And even though it's a sore, it's a good kind of
muscle
sore.
Muscle memory.
I went like, whoa, my pecs are back. One session of going up a tow rope. I'm like, whoa, my lats. I mean, it's like your body remembers. So if you don't have body memory for being ripped like Robert Scott Bell, then just get with the program. It's the new year. Come on. No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. Oh, whatever your body type is, it's right for you. But I just want you to be healthier. Exercise. Drink clean water, eat organic non-GMO foods. Also, a shout-out to our friends at BetterWayHealth.com, BetterWayHealth.com/radio to get the Beta 1 3D Glucan, including the Beta Kids we talked about with A.J. Lanigan last week, and a very easy way to keep their immune system modulated, very clean, very simple to do. So with that, any other things we need to cover before our final story of the day?
Well, you teased everybody. We're going to talk about weed.
All right, here we go. Listen up.
Pass the tutti on the left hand side. Pass the tutti on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
OK. Okay, headline at Forbes. Surgeon General believes it's high time for marijuana reclassification. That's right. Yeah, I know. They always have to throw a high
it's
in
there. High time, yeah.
Yeah. At the close of 2018, the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams made a bold move and called on the federal government to rethink marijuana's classification as a Schedule I substance. Hey, this is sort of big news. I mean, you've got a Republican administration. You know, historically, they have not been friendly to cannabis, going, you know, it's about time. Yet, of course, no recognition within this Forbes article about the international treaties. They did recognize Canada being the second of the industrialized or so-called nations that are related here to completely decriminalize or legalize weed. Uruguay, I believe, was the first one, or was it Paraguay? I never know which one. I think it was Uruguay. But, you know, inevitably it's going to happen, not because it's the right thing, but because the states have all said, you can pound sand on this cannabis prohibition. We're not playing along. And it's the majority, well into the majority of states that have said to the feds, we have various forms of legalization to full on, you get to use it how you want to use it. They call that recreational. I've argued that even recreational use is due to some medicinal need, but be that as it may, the Surgeon General is arguing, hey, we're falling behind on the research. We can't research because it's a Schedule I. It makes it really hard to research. Well, really? Duh. Israel has been leading the way. China is going gangbusters with science. Now Canada is going to be throwing billions of dollars into this thing. And where's the United States? Still scrambling. Though the Farm Bill did open up some things for industrialized hemp production, but we're still backwards, acting as if the federal government has any lawful authority to tell us what to do with a plant that God created. And that we ever fell for that is a testament to how effective brainwashing and programming can be from the government level, through television, through radio, through Big Pharma and its advertising minions, through the medical system, Flexner Report, limited medical indoctrination, all of these things, including corrupting the churches and the synagogues to make them think that this plant is the devil's weed. When in fact, what Big Pharma is putting out through the Fear and Death Administration, getting the government stamp of approval, if there's anything that's close to devil's medicine, that would be it. The third leading cause of death, and in fact, the first, because it contributes to the heart disease and cancer that are one and two. So, Super Don, anything to add to the cannabis update story here?
No, just yeah, this is just one more positive move, I guess, in the right direction with the Surgeon General getting on board. So now we got to get Congress on board, and maybe we can get something done.
Nullify them, nullify them, nullify them. And Trump, while you're at it tonight, would the greatest thing you could do as the executive branch, right, president, chief, CEO, as they say, of United States Incorporated, shut the whole thing down. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, you can leave the constitutional portion. I won't argue with that. But everything else, shut her down. That would be a happy day here. We'll see where we are tomorrow if everything's shut down. The airwaves aren't working, but I think we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back. Y'all, be ready. We're going to go outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.